The game is in the books, and the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks Radio postgame show is on the air on the Blackhawks Radio Network.
Welcome in to the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks Radio postgame show. I'm your host, Charlie Romeliotis, here at the United Center. The Blackhawks take down the Toronto Maple Leafs 3-2. And you can hear it in the background, some happy organ music by our girl Carrie Marcotte, who, by the way, I saw was doing a hit before the game with Kyle Bukauskas for Hockey Night in Canada. So she got some Hockey Night in Canada love on Sportsnet, Carrie did. Big Blackhawks win. We were here on Wednesday night. It was a late puck drop, and the Blackhawks were unable to get 2 points in that one after falling to the New Jersey Devils in overtime behind a hat trick by Simone Nemec of the New Jersey Devils defenseman. And fortunately for the Blackhawks, they were able to bounce back here in a win against the Toronto Maple Leafs. And it was a really cool night that started with the Centennial Celebration night. Pat Foley emceed it. There were some notable alumni in attendance: Dennis Savard, Patrick Sharp, Corey Crawford was in attendance. And so it was a really cool night. John, I'm going to loop you in really quick to okay, kind of share, you know, throughout the night. I know we got a tight postgame show, so we're only going up until 9:30 tonight because of the extended pregame show and the pregame ceremony that was happening. But really special night. I don't know what the attendance was for tonight, but I think it might have been the highest crowd of the season.
20,489, buddy.
I mean, I think that's a sellout. Yeah, that's a sellout. Is. So, I mean, it was packed for the pregame warm-ups and for the pregame ceremony. Just a lot of Blackhawks fans going home happy in this game tonight.
No question about it. They saw a special night. I mean, win or lose, they saw a pretty special night. But it's better when you win, because then you can talk about, you know, what went right for your team and, you know, how the future is looking. And because the future is looking pretty bright for this team, I'll tell you. And think about what happened setting up the game. The Blackhawks came into this game thinking they were going to have Tyler Bertuzzi. He didn't play. I don't know what happened.
That caught me off guard because he was a full go at morning skate.
Yeah, and then in the morning skate, we find out that Sam Renzel's not going to play. Okay, so I guess that means, wait a minute, we don't have another defenseman on the team. So I guess that means you're going to have to go with 12-6.
What is that?
Yeah, okay. That adds up. And they did, and unfortunately, Tyler didn't play. Well, he's joined on the injured list right now, temporarily anyway, until we get official word by Nick Foligno, who left the game in the second period. Looked like he was clutching his hand. I don't know if that's right or not, but we just wish him the best. Hopefully it's not going to be anything more than maybe a couple day-to-day kind of a situation like that. But Jason Dickinson is also out of the lineup.
He was like, one comes in, one goes out. Yeah. It's like, they can't just get a full squad.
It does. It really does. So, but the guys that were remaining, they got it done. They, you know, undaunted, they went into the third period trailing 2-1, and they came back and found a way to score a couple of goals. Teuvo Teravainen, God love him, he scored his fourth goal in the season. Then Colton Dock somehow deflected that Louis Crevier blast. That puck had to be going around 100 miles an hour, and Docker got the stick on it somehow.
I was hoping that the United Center the video board would put up the miles per hour, because that was an absolute howitzer by Crevier. And I legitimately didn't see the puck go into the net. That's how fast the shot was, and that's how fast it deflected into the net. I mean, it was like a springboard.
I think we got to get somebody. Maybe we can get the local police to bring down a radar gun and bring it down and put it down at ice level, and let's calculate some of these shots. I'll bet you Louis is mid-90s minimum. I mean, he can just crank the puck.
I would love to see him in the hardest shot competition. Yeah. That would be fun.
I'd be all right with that.
Blackhawks pick up a really nice win. It's a great point that you brought up, though. They're without Nick Foligno for the third period. Bertuzzi is a scratch because of an injury, but Nazar draws back into the lineup. Jason Dickinson, though, isn't ready to return. I mean, the Hawks have dealt with a lot of adversity early on this season. Mm-hmm. Let's just kind of the microcosm of the Frank Nazar injury. Like, last year, if that happens, it's essentially just stop number 98 and you're going to win the hockey game. But now, when Nazar went down, Connor still performed at a Connor Bedard type level, but other players stepped up for the Blackhawks in this game, even when there weren't a healthy squad.
And by the way, Connor's streak comes to an end tonight, but, you know, being a good team guy that he is, and I'm sure he's happy for his guys, his teammates that, you know, got the win. He'll rack up points. There's no question Connor Bedard's going to rack up points. He's going to have that odd game where He doesn't register. Not even an assist. But, you know, the boys got the win. That's the important thing.
Big win. I saw you looking down at the United Center ice. Corey Crawford is still here.
There's Crow.
He's with his kids
with his
walking on the ice, taking a picture. Good to see Crawford back here as well. Huge. I mean, the only goaltender in Blackhawks history with two Stanley Cups. He had a really loud ovation when he got introduced. We're not going to have time to get to some post-game sound in this post-game show because we're running up against it. So this will be more of a quick-hitting type post-game show as the Blackhawks take down the Toronto Maple Leafs 3-2. John and I will be back on Tuesday against Calgary.
Night, yep.
A normal 7:30 start.
Right.
So we've had a late one, and then we've had an early one, so we're back to the 7:30 ones. But I want to highlight Louis Crevier really quick. He was one of the guys that we had highlighted in the pregame show, how he came into this game with 4 points in his last four games, on pace for 40 points. I'm not sure he's going to continue that pace, but we got another one tonight. So now he's got 9 points in 17 games this season, 2 goals, 7 assists. The assists and the points are already a new career high. And I think one of the reasons why maybe the Blackhawks were able to healthy scratch Sam Rinzell tonight is because of the elevated responsibility that Crevier has gotten, both defensively and offensively. Like his ice time has started to creep into the 18-minute range, whereas previously it was around 13 or so minutes. And even the emergence of Artem Levchinov as well. How about Levchinov stepping up on the first goal of the game to Ryan Green, 11:05 into the first? That's the 10th assist of the season for Levchinov. I mean, so some of these young defensemen, we were talking about it in the pregame show, Levchinov and Crevier, it felt like the Blackhawks ended up going with an 11-7 moving forward because they wanted to give Crevier more defensive minutes and Levchinov more offensive minutes, and it's just worked out really beautifully for head coach Jeff Blasio and his coaching staff. But even going back to the six defensemen tonight, for the first time since the home opener, Hawks went 14 straight going 11-7. No Rinzell tonight because of a healthy scratch, and Levchinov and Crevier really elevated their games and contributed not just offensively but defensively. So great to see Levchinov and Crevier continue to grow into their roles as the Blackhawks kind of shape their back end. And I know it's a very young back end, but it seems like they're growing in front of our very eyes, and so it's really nice to see. The Hawks bounce back from the New Jersey loss with a 3-2 victory over the Toronto Maple Leafs. Let's get to tonight's ice times. They're sponsored by Rogers and Hollins, the most trusted jewelry store in America for more than 115 years. We had a tie for the Blackhawks ice time leader tonight. Artem Levchinov and Alex Vlasic both logged exactly 21 minutes and 34 seconds of ice time. Vlasic had a few more extra shifts. He had 26 shifts. Levchinov had 22, but their ice time was the exact same. I thought Levchinov in that second period specifically was absolutely flying. He had several chances. I have no idea how he didn't score on one of them for his first career NHL goal, but have to love what you see from Levchinov. And then ho-hum Alex Vlasic. It feels like you never leave a Blackhawks game feeling like he was one of the disappointments. He's always steady Eddie out there. Connor Murphy was right behind Levchinov and Vlasic at 21 minutes and 22 seconds of ice time. I didn't have time to check this really quick, but that might be a season high for Connor Murphy. It looks like his ice time was trending the other way, but now that the Blackhawks went back to their 12-6 for the game tonight, they really leaned on Connor Murphy in this game. So it's great to see. I think the Hawks had 6 players log 20 minutes or more of ice time in this game. It was Connor Bedard, Teuvo Teravainen, Vlasic Levchinov, Connor Murphy, and then Andrei Burakovsky also logged north of 20 minutes. So 6 Blackhawks really leading the way in the ice times department. Blackhawks defeated the Toronto Maple Leafs 3-2 to improve to 4-0-1 in their last 5 games. Time now for a prospect update. Let's check in on our next generation of players, sponsored by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. We have to provide an update on Blackhawks first-round pick Mason West, who his football career is about to wrap up over in high school, and he's got one more game to play because his team, the Edina, advanced to the Class 6A state championship game. West threw for 4 touchdowns, added a rushing touchdown in their semifinal win on Thursday. Their team was down 28-7. They rallied back to win 43-42. So now they're in the state title game. The number 6 seed Morehead upset the number 2 seed in the other bracket. And so it's going to be number 6 seed Morehead versus number 4 Edina. And by the way, both of those teams faced each other earlier in the year. It was Morehead beating Edina in this regular season finale on October 15th. So it is a revenge game for Edina. We'll see what Mason West can do in his last high school game as a quarterback over in football. All right, time now for tonight's next game preview, sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. The Blackhawks will be back in action on Tuesday at the United Center. Normal 7:30 p.m. start against the Calgary Flames. If you can remember, the last time these two teams met was in Calgary last week. The Hawks picked up a 4-0 shutout victory. Connor Bedard had 4 points in the game, a goal and 3 primary assists. But that was also the game that Frank Nazar got injured because of the Joel Farabee hit. And Zane Parekh, the number 9 overall pick for the Calgary Flames, he also got injured from a hit by Nick Foligno, and he has not returned to the lineup since. So we'll have to see really quick. And then I want to sneak in this injury update really quick. Jeff Blashill, I guess, just told the media that Nick Foligno is expected to be out 4 weeks. So that is a really tough blow for the Blackhawks. They're going to be out with him for the next month.